26 minutes to 9 o'clock. You're listening to Tonight with me, Lester. Thanks so much for joining us. So the issue regarding comorbidities, coupled with the coronavirus and COVID-19, has led many people to be concerned. The number of cases of confirmed COVID-19 cases continues to rise. And people with comorbidities like HIV, tuberculosis, diabetes have all been warned to have a greater sense of security around them and a greater sense of safety around them, practicing those physical and social distancing measures. Wash their hands, ensure that the hygiene is up to scratch. Particularly, in this conversation that we're about to have next, we're talking about diabetes and how are people who may have diabetes, how much are they at risk if they were to contract the coronavirus and have COVID-19. Dr. Mukete Setuaba is a general practitioner here to talk to us about issues regarding coronavirus and diabetes. Dr. Mukete, thanks so much for joining us.
Evening, Lester, and evening to your listeners as well.
One would ask the question, how would the disease of diabetes, which essentially is centered around your pancreas and your liver, how is that connected to COVID-19, which is a respiratory illness?
So the thing about the diabetes is that it's a microvascular disease, which means that it can affect multiple organs. So it can even affect your immune system as well. So it's not just centered around the pancreas and your sugar levels. So when you have diabetes, we worry about a lot of things. We worry about your nerves. We worry about your eyesight. We worry about the condition of your immune system. We worry about your kidneys. We worry about your heart as well. We worry about everything that makes you, Lester. So if then you have any other added infection, that infection can run rampant in your body because you are otherwise immunocompromised because of the diabetes.
So it essentially is the compromisation of your immune system to fight off the coronavirus once you are infected.
Yes, that is the main thing. And that's why we're pushing people to look after their chronic conditions, because the last thing you want is to have an added condition on top of the one that is not well controlled.
If you have any questions for Dr. Mukete, you can give us a call 021-446-0567 or drop me a WhatsApp 072-567-1567. We're talking about diabetes and COVID-19. What makes you more at risk if you have this comorbidity as it is described? When we look at the number of deaths in South Africa, it's about 339 if I lost. Yeah. So actually, let me just update myself because I see it has updated. So far in South Africa, there have been 369 deaths out of 19,137 cases. It's still a very, very small percentage, but that doesn't mean people should not be taking precaution. Does it mean that everyone who has diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2 diabetes, should be concerned?
Yes, Lester. So other countries are a little bit ahead of us in terms of collecting data. And I've just looked at the latest data from England. They're saying that for people those people that are more likely to die from COVID, diabetes, people have 2 to 3 times more likelihood of dying. Mm. So they collected the data to see the number of deaths that occurred from COVID, who among them had had diabetes. Mm. And they found that 2 to 3 people with diabetes are 2 to 3 times more likely to die from COVID than the other people that don't have. So it is important. We still have very little numbers and we're still collecting the data. Mm.
David,
we can learn from other countries that have already collected the data to see how not controlling your chronic condition can have an effect on you if you do contract COVID-19.
David in Strandfontein, you've called in. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm fine. Yourself?
Good, thank you. What's your question or your comment?
Look, Doc, I've been a juvenile onset diabetic for over 50 years. 5-0. And I'm in fairly good nick in terms of my metabolism. I'm very tightly managed. I've got an HbA1c of 5.7. No blood pressure issues, no cholesterol issues, no kidney issues. And, you know, I don't really get sick. Everybody else in the house will get the common flu or the common cold, and I'll be the only one that will sort of and won't get it. And I can't remember, I probably had the flu about 20 years ago. And I want to know, what are my chances of getting very sick? Let's assume, you know, if I'm sort of infected by COVID.
Mm. Mm. So David has a very, very healthy lifestyle. He says he hardly gets sick.
So he's the model patient that we want to have as a diabetic, someone who's in touch with their health and who knows exactly how to look after themselves. So being diabetic or having a chronic condition doesn't put you more at risk of contracting COVID. What we've seen by looking at the numbers is that if you are uncontrolled and you do get COVID or an additional infection, then you are more likely to have a severe outcome. Mm. So where you are now, where you are very well controlled and you're practicing social distancing, wearing masks, hand sanitizers, and sneezing hygiene, coughing hygiene, you are protecting yourself. I always say prevention is better than cure. Mm. So you are now doing all the right things, staying healthy, making sure that you're on top of your condition, and at the same time, because you know you have juvenile diabetes, you are more informed on how to avoid getting sick, and your history shows that you know you hardly ever get sick. So that means that there's inherent knowledge in you to avoid and stay healthy. So you are not at high risk of catching it. We all have the same risk in terms of catching it. We as health professionals are more at risk of catching it. That's why the PPEs are important. So if you do catch it, we already have a good base. You are well controlled. Mm. And then we will treat. And we also remember to your listeners as well, is that most of the people that catch COVID are asymptomatic.
Mm.
It's only the few that get very sick and only the few that actually get to succumb to it as well.
Interesting question here from Malcolm on the WhatsApp line, Doctor. My mom has told me she is pre-diabetic. What does this mean in relation to COVID-19? Very, very interesting question, because I've heard this before of people being pre-diabetic, not on chronic medication, not needing any help, but being told to live a healthier lifestyle. What does pre-diabetes mean, and how then much are you at risk of being a serious case if you were to be a symptomatic patient of COVID-19?
Mm-hmm. So the terms like pre-diabetes are becoming a bit outdated because they really don't guide people on how to actually live. So when we look at what diabetes is, we look at blood glucose levels. So if your blood glucose level is under a certain amount, like 5.6, then we know that it rules out diabetes, then we don't have. So if it's more than 7, then confirmed on 2 tests, then we know that you are diabetic.
So there's no longer a gray area. You either are or you are not.
This is the gray area that you're talking about. Mm. So pre-diabetic is what we call impaired fasting glucose. This is that gray area where if you can be normal and you can be high. So people like her mom need to definitely look after their health. You have to be making sure that you're eating right, your weight is good, and you're also going for regular checkups as well. You can also do a fasting check just to see if you are diabetic or not. So you can do a fasting tolerance test to see if you are diabetic or not. So it's important just to get the diagnosis. If you are still in the gray area, then you require frequent follow-up just to make sure that you don't go to the other side.
Could you reverse a pre-diabetic diagnosis? Is there something that you can do in your lifestyle or diet? Even as we are staring down COVID-19, it is amongst us. We are here. Mm. What could people who may be considered pre-diabetic, or even people who want to keep their diabetes in check? What can they do, you know, to just make themselves a little bit more resilient?
So it will depend what type of diabetes you have. If you have diabetes because your pancreas is not producing enough insulin, then that becomes close to impossible to reverse. Those are what you call the type 1 diabetes. But then if you have diabetes because your body is resistant to insulin, it might be that you're overweight. Then we have to look at you reducing weight and looking at the diet and having more a healthier lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that way you can reverse some of it. But you obviously, if you're going to do that, you have to do it under the guidance of your doctor. Mm-hmm. And we can then repeat blood tests. Because some people will think, if I lose the weight, that the diabetes is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But diabetes is diagnosed by blood, taking blood tests to see if your glucose levels are within normal ranges or not. It's not something that you come back and feel that, okay, I'm no longer diabetic.
It's not something that is, or should I say that living a healthy lifestyle wouldn't hurt you at this moment.
No,
whether or not it actually helps your diabetes, and you know, it wouldn't be bad to live a better, healthier lifestyle at the moment.
Definitely, and these days with the lifestyles that we're having, people have sort of a mixed picture of having little insulin being produced and also being resistant to insulin. So if you can help your body not to be resistant to insulin by living a healthy lifestyle, it will definitely help in controlling the sugar diabetes.
Dr. Makete, there's so much information that's going around, and information that scares a lot of people. A message that's coming through the WhatsApp line: "Hi, Lester, it scares me. I am a diabetic, heart failure, arthritis, high blood."
Yeah,
it is very scary for people when they hear that my chronic condition makes me higher at risk. It's very difficult for people to absorb that, and going to work and deciding whether they must go to work or keep themselves inside. It's a very difficult decision to make. Is there any advice, you know, less from a medical side, but more from a, you know, GPs are also counselors as well. What do you have messages to people who are afraid at this time?
So the one thing that I advise my clients is that you need to do a personal health assessment with the help of your GP, basically to find out how at risk are you to develop severe disease if you contract COVID. So for our listener now, with all the multiple comorbidities, I would advise her to work from home, social distance, because remember, you contract COVID through droplets.
Mm.
So if you yourself don't have it and you live away from people that might have it, then you won't get it. So you have to now control who comes into your environment so that you don't put yourself at risk.
Dr. Mokete Setuwaba there, GP, thanks so much for joining us. A very, very important conversation.